with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. A Russian news agency says flight recorders have been found from a plane that Russia says crashed with Ukrainian prisoners of war on board.
A memorial service takes place in Orenburg, Russia, for the pilots who died after a Russian military transport plane crashed in a border region near Ukraine. The plane crashed in a huge ball of fire in a rural area in Russia. Authorities said all 74 people on board, including the POWs, six crew and three Russian servicemen, were killed. Ukraine's president has demanded an international investigation into the episode. Russian officials accused Kyiv of shooting down the plane with two missiles and said the prisoners of war were headed for an exchange. I'm Karen Chamas.
Another Trump White House official convicted of contempt of Congress for refusing to cooperate with a congressional investigation into the January 6th U.S. Capitol attack has been sentenced to 4 months behind bars. Peter Navarro was the second Trump aide convicted of contempt of Congress and was sentenced Thursday. John Rowley, Navarro's attorney, says they'll fight the outcome.
This is an important constitutional issue. We've always understood that this case was going to have to be resolved at the D.C. Circuit. We've already noted our appeal, and we look forward to the opportunity to talk to the D.C. Circuit.
Navarro has said he couldn't cooperate with the committee because Trump had invoked executive privilege. The judge barred him from making that argument at trial, however, finding he didn't show Trump had actually invoked it. A bipartisan Senate deal to pair border enforcement measures and Ukraine aid faces potential collapse. Senate Republicans are increasingly wary of an election year compromise that Donald Trump, the likely Republican presidential nominee, seems likely to oppose. On Wall Street, the Dow by 242 points. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham receives a gift.
His ministry, Samaritan's Purse, has purchased 14 new ambulances for Israel, which will replace ones destroyed by terrorists in the October 7th attack by Hamas. Graham dedicated the vehicles at a ceremony in Jerusalem and honored the numerous Israeli paramedics who were murdered while responding to the attacks. Graham says, quote, "We pray that these ambulances will bring comfort to the people of Israel." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A North Dakota judge decided not to block part of a state pro-life law that some doctors oppose. State District Judge Bruce Romanek said the request for a preliminary injunction is not appropriate and the plaintiffs have presented no authority for the court to grant the specific relief requested. A lawsuit filed by the doctors will continue to play out in court with a jury trial set for August. North Dakota outlaws abortion except for cases in which women could face death or a serious health risk. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks closed higher following signals the economy is growing more powerfully than economists expected. The S&P 500 rose 0.5%, setting another record high. IBM helped lead the market's gains after reporting a stronger profit than expected. That helped offset a sharp drop for Tesla, which warned of slowing sales growth. Treasury yields eased in the bond market after the blowout data on the economy's growth at the end of 2023 also indicated that inflation is moderating. The Dow up 242 points to close at 38,049. The Nasdaq gained 28 to 15,510. The S&P 500 added 25 points to 48.94. New York oil rose $2.27 to $77.36 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.